Well, good evening and welcome to the True North and Colorado Christian University's fourth annual President's Weekend. The First Lady and I are excited for a weekend of community, a weekend of relaxation, worship, and vision casting here at the True. With all of you, our partners, and I might even say our valued stakeholders. You're going to hear a lot of that from me today. Stakeholders, partners, people in the battle and in the fight for Christ-centered higher education. You have made a difference over the past 3 years at these President's Weekend, and you have made a difference at Colorado Christian University. So it is great to welcome you to the desert today.
As I look around the room, I see so many familiar faces, and I'm not sure the Andersons, Barb and Mike, somewhere around here.
Right there they are.
The Halls, Brian and Shelley, somewhere.
Right here.
And the Vannas, Tom and Susan, great talking and reconnecting with you two at dinner. Welcome back. Eric and I are so excited to hear how the Lord continues to move in your lives. And to all the individuals and supporters and families joining us for the first time, I can't wait to get to know you better and share our vision for ensuring that Colorado Christian University serves as a brighter light in an ever-growing, darker world. You're here this weekend because you believe in the life-transforming power of Christ-centered higher education at Colorado Christian University. Eric and I are so excited to get to know all of you and to share again this weekend what God has to offer all of us.
Amen. Yeah, as I said earlier, many of you in this room are active stakeholders to CCU and our mission to transform students to impact the world with grace and truth. I pray that each of you will leave this weekend with a passion for Colorado Christian University, a passion for CCU and our vision to train the next generation of competent, convictional, I like this word best, courageous leaders to go out in this marketplace and to make a difference, to make an impact. Many of you may have noticed that the room feels slightly tighter this year, right? We're a little cramped. We're put in here elbow to elbow. Well, I'm excited to say that this is our largest President's Weekend in the past 4 years. 63 individuals, couples, and families in attendance. President's Weekend has become the university's most predominant philanthropic event and weekend, and I might say the most predominant networking event. I mean, you walk across the grounds, we got ahead of the dinner with the reception, and everybody is like screaming across the room. It's Hap from South Carolina. It's Hug a Hap Day again. So we connect, we come together, and remember what God has done. If you think about the 4 years that we've enjoyed our time together, in 2021, we visited Dove Mountain in Arizona with 59 friends. During that weekend, $4 million was committed in the first year of the President's Weekend. Then in 2022, 53 partners joined for a weekend at the Montage in Laguna Beach, California, along the Pacific Coast, where you, our stakeholders and committed partners, offered $4.2 million to further support Christ-centered higher education at CCU. Then last year, going all the way across the country to Sea Island in Georgia at the Cloister, 58 friends joined us for a fantastic weekend of fellowship, worship, and vision casting. And $4.3 million was directed towards CCU. 3 years, 3 years, your faithfulness, your generosity, your commitment to this university, you have made a significant impact. And the best part, there's momentum. We're optimistic. We're moving ahead, and there's more to do. I want to give you a heartfelt thank you to each of you personally. When we thought about this 3 years ago, our stakeholders who continue to partner in this compelling and distinct mission, we thank God daily for your prayers, your encouragement, your letters, your hugs, the phone calls, the texts. You are a great support to Tammy and I. You are a great support to our Board of Trustees, and you are a great support to this great Christian university. As many of you know, the university's campus tucked between Denver and the mountains was not always considered a viable long-term solution. But through prayer and hard work, planning, and transformative leadership, CCU's Lakewood campus has undergone a remarkable renaissance. Through your support to this kingdom-building endeavor, We have invested more than $170 million in our campus at the edge of the Rocky Mountains since 2012, transforming outdated temporary buildings and tired multi-purpose structures into world-class campus buildings that serve 1,500 traditional undergraduate students every day. Think about that. $170 million invested in this campus to the glory of God's name, to the benefit of every student, both traditional undergraduate students, students online, and within the CCU Academy. We believe that God is not done molding CCU into the institution he wants and desires. Over the next 3 days, we will articulate what we envision for CCU and how you can help our current and future students realize their dreams. One of the reoccurring themes for the first three President's Weekends was to finish the Armstrong Center. If you've been here before, let's get it done. We've got to get it done. I stand before you tonight informing you that what was once a dream has now become a reality. Nearly every morning when I drive on campus, I am struck by the sight of an 8-foot cross gleaming in the early morning light above the copper-clad steeple of the Armstrong Center that now stands like a sentinel over our campus, declaring our unwavering commitment to Jesus, his work on that cross, his grace and truth for all of us in this room. But while the cross atop the steeple shines like a bright light, and you'll hear a lot about being a brighter light this weekend, and in Colorado's 300 days of sunshine, that steeple will reflect, the fundamental transformation is happening right outside my office window in the Beckman Center. Let me share with you a glimpse of what I see each and every day out the window. Here is a time lapse of the Armstrong Center construction made possible by God's provision and you and your commitment to support this great Christian university. Take a look at that. So nearly $44 million, the Armstrong Center rises to the sky. As you can see from the video, this facility will bring back our School of Music to the campus. It'll put the School of Music in the heart of the academic quad. We will have a brand new dedicated chapel space on campus for the first time. A 21st century library will be on the campus, and a new performance or theater inside of the Armstrong Center. We're amazed when we watch this over and over and over again. While it can be easy for a fantastic facility like the Armstrong Center to steal the show, I want to highlight, though, three additional campus projects for Colorado Christian University. As last year's President's Weekend, we officially launched the Colorado Christian University Endowment Foundation, or as we call it, the CCUEF. Several members of the foundation's board are here with us this weekend. They continue to do a fantastic job, great work in increasing the endowment in a short time to nearly $10 million in this project. If you're a part of the CCUF, would you please stand up? We want to give you a round of applause. Daniel and Will, Brian, Rod, thank you. If you hang around me for a long time, you'll realize that I like to win at whatever I do. I'm a little competitive. Right? And when she knows that to be true. And when it comes to athletics, we put a scoreboard up there for a reason. So if we put a scoreboard up, that means we keep score. And if we keep score, then I want to win. Because that's the competitive part. It's part of being, I believe, a great Christian university. Competing. When God gives you the skills and the opportunity, let's go do it. Let's take the hill. Let's win the game. And I believe for far too long, we have shortchanged our student athletes. To be competitive, we must support our young men and women who proudly wear CCU on their chest when they hit the field, take the track, or enter the courts of play. I'm excited to announce that our athletic facilities campaign has raised $3 million. Additionally, we have a $2 million match that's active today through this weekend all the way through October, that if we meet that match, we'll get to $5 million for these athletic fields. The third project is our continued momentum toward funding the Science and Engineering Center. We have leading programs on the campus. We're trying to find space to put kinesiology, Dr. Crutcher, and we're going to find that space ahead of the building, but then we're going to raise the money behind that building to put it up and grow our science and engineering program. We currently have $12 million received to construct this sorely needed facility on the campus in Lakewood. So let me pause again. Let me look you in the eye and say sincerely and respectfully, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your investment in CCU. Thank you that you believe in a compelling, distinct, Christ-centered university. Thank you for being here for a fourth straight year. You're a gift. You're God's providence through your generosity to this university to make a difference for the glory of God's name. Thank you very much.
Eric and I have been here since 2017, 18. What a fantastic journey it's been for both of us. God has placed us, and we're so prayerful and hopeful for our future together. As a teacher myself, I understand that students are at the heart of what we do and the reason why we give our time, treasures and talents to CCU. I've had the opportunity to get to know many CCU students and to hear their hearts and their God's vision and calling on their lives. This weekend, you'll get to hear from a couple of students and some extraordinary faculty members as well. These people are the real engine behind CCU. As we come together this weekend, I encourage everyone to keep at the forefront of our hearts and our minds the real reason we care so much about CCU. It's securing the future of students and the next generation of godly leaders who are the embodiment of a brighter light to our world.
With that, we welcome you to President's Weekend 2024, and we thought it'd be appropriate, as we thank you, that we spend time thanking our Father in heaven for what he has done and how he has blessed us. Tammy, would you lead on?
Bow your heads, please. Father God, thank you so much for meeting our needs according to your riches in heaven. Lord, help us to count all of our blessings. Your word says that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Thank you for all the gifts you've given to all of us.
Father, we ask for your hand on this weekend. We thank you for the generosity in the room, the encouragement in the room. Jesus, we ask that your grace and your truth would permeate everything we do, that we would be committed to your word, Father God, committed to your gospel, Jesus, committed to excellence and rigorous academics so that we can be sharp and ready and bright in the midst of a dark culture. Bless our time, bless our community and our networking and the discussions we have about what you may call us to do through Colorado Christian University this weekend. It's in your great name we pray, Jesus, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Have a great weekend.
Amen.